Hello and welcome to the Expat Partner Podcast. My name is Julia Mieder and I'm a life and leadership coach, author and ex-expat partner. In this podcast, I will bring you ideas, inspiration and interviews so you can use this transformational time abroad to create a life that makes you happy and fulfilled. Hello and welcome to the Expat Partner Podcast. This is episode number 16 and my name is Julia Mieder. As always, I want you to ease into the podcast, so please close your eyes and take a deep breath. Yeah, and I'm happy that you are here. Today, I want to talk about rituals and habits and how you can use them to make your life happier and more fulfilled. But before I do that, I want to tell you about something that I'm planning for the Expat Partner Podcast, and you can be a part of it. So, I am planning a little interview series, and I want to interview people who live in cities all over the world. And the idea comes from the very first podcast I ever listened to. I think it was in, 2008 or 9. And it was the podcast Doing Business In from The Economist, which is the British magazine. And they asked their correspondents all over the world and where they lived to talk about in the city they lived and worked in. And if you ever went on a business trip there, what you should do and what you should keep in mind, the customs and which hotel to sleep in, where to dine, what to bring home, what to see, what to do, what not to do. And I was so fascinated by this podcast because it took me to cities all over the world. And it was just so interesting to hear in 10 to 15 minutes, what the city was about and how it was to live there. So I thought that expat partners, so you, are living somewhere in this world too, and you're experiencing a town or a city as well, and maybe you want to tell me and all the other listeners about it. So when you are living abroad for at least 6 months and you want to share your experience in your city with us, I would be very happy if you reached out to me and we would do a little interview. I've prepared already 10 questions for the series Being an Expat In. And then you will get the questions from me so you can prepare and come up with some ideas, what your favorite place is and what you need to know as an expat or when you want to visit there. And then you can tell me when you're ready and we will do an interview via Zoom, which is a video conferencing system, and I will record it. You just need a PC, a laptop with a webcam and some headphones from your phone maybe that you can, because they have a better mic than normally the laptops have. And you also need just 30 minutes of your time, answers to those questions, and a stable internet connection would also be very good. And then I would ask you those questions and we would talk about the city you live in and what you're experiencing as an expat partner there and all the tips and suggestions you have for people who want to visit that place or want to live there. So if you want to join me and tell me your story, your expat story, and about the challenges and how lovely your city is, then email me under podcast@dreamfinder-coaching.de. I will also put the link in the show notes and then you can email me directly there. And I also prepared a PDF that you can download where everything is in there, what you need to do to reach out to me or what you need for this, and to get those 10 questions and an interview date with me. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you and to having you on the podcast. So I would be very, very happy if you shared your story, your expat story with me. if you don't want to do it, but you know somebody who wants to do it, or if you want to do it and you still know somebody who wants to do it as well, then you can email me as well, or download the PDF and just forward it to that person and just spread the word. I would be very happy because I can do the interviews in German and in English. And whatever you want to do, help other expat partners to live better in your city, or maybe somebody who just arrived there, they can also listen to this podcast. And it's really your view on the place that you live in. Yeah, so I hope to hear from you and that you join me in the Expat Partner Podcast. Yeah, and now I'm coming to the topic of today, which are habits and rituals. And most people think that habits and rituals are the same thing, but they're so not. Yes, they are things that we do again and again, repetitively, and maybe daily, or every week, every month, or every holiday, but they are very different, because a ritual is something that you do consciously, and a habit normally is unconsciously. You just do it without sometimes even noticing that you're doing it. But a ritual is something that you create. A habit is something that you just develop along the way often, and a habit is something that you create consciously. And you determine the starting point, and you determine the end point, and also what is in between. And you do it just consciously, and you create your own little space. And normally you get a lot of energy from a ritual. It's a form of self-care. It can be just for you, that you create a ritual for you, or you just have something with your partner, or with a friend, or your kids. You can have rituals with other people, but just also with yourself. But the important thing is you create them consciously, and they give you energy, or make your life better. And especially when you're an expat partner, and in the time that you're moving, it's important to have rituals and to be very conscious about your rituals, to know them, and to consciously integrate them into your daily life or your life in general, because they will give you stability, and they're kind of a safe haven that you can retract to when you don't feel so well. So when you are just moving to a country, to another country, or you're moving back during repatriation, rituals are very important, that you take them with you, because they will make you feel at home faster when you can do your rituals there as well. So what kind of rituals are there? I mean, of course, there are those small rituals that you have with your children, for example. When you go to bed, you read a story to them, or you sing to them, or you cuddle. This is something that most people do with their children, and children love rituals in general, and they need them even more than we do. But we were all children at one point, so we all love rituals, but sometimes we don't admit it anymore. But if you're really true to yourself, you know that rituals are important, and they enrich your life. Other rituals can be that you drink your certain kind of tea always in the same spot, and you journal at that time, or you have a certain date night with your partner, or you're meeting a friend always in the same place, and you always have the same way you talk, or something like that. It's really what you make out of it. And it doesn't need to be spiritual or religious in any way. It really can just be for yourself in the form of self-care. So, this is something that you create and do it very consciously, so it gives you energy. And take them with you. And if you feel like you had a ritual at home and you couldn't bring it to your new to your new home, because you don't have the things anymore, like the food or the drinks or the weather or the beach or the porch, whatever it is, and that you now can't do the ritual anymore. Think about it, why you did the ritual and why you, what you got out of it. And then try to find a new ritual that gives you the same feeling. Or maybe for a short time, look at pictures of, for example, the beach that you always went to and you did your yoga exercises, for example. Look at the beach or put on the sound of waves or try to feel the sand or bring some sand with you so you can, just copy it a little bit and just get the feeling back, because rituals really give you stability. And then maybe you can move into a new ritual that you create for yourself and just do it very consciously. And sometimes writing about it helps as well to get aware of our rituals. And something that I would encourage you to do is also think about past rituals that you had when you were younger, but you don't have them now anymore, but you really love them. So what were those rituals, and can you maybe get them back into your life because they were important at one point? Or maybe you can get the feeling back into your life. But just, think about your rituals, feel them, incorporate them. They're a well of energy for you. Habits, on the other side, as I said, are really something that are, you do without noticing them sometimes, or you only notice them when they don't do you any good. You develop them along the way somehow, and then they stick with you. And this is good. Habits are a good thing, even though you sometimes think, no, they are not a good thing, because I really don't want to do this all the time, and I try to get rid of it, and I can't. But if we don't have habits, we really have a problem, because if we had to make all the decisions that are taken away from us because we are having all those habits, if we had to make those decisions every day, we would be totally overwhelmed. Totally. We wouldn't get anything done. When we have our habit of, for example, brushing our teeth, if we had to decide every day, are we brushing our teeth or not? Why should we do this? Why not? If we ponder and think about it, we would never do it. But it's very automatic. When we go to bed at night, we go to the bathroom and we just brush our teeth. So that's it. And we don't think about it. We just do it. And there are so many things in our life that we just do habitually that we don't even know about. Then imagine you had to make all those decisions. You would break down in the middle of the day because you wouldn't get anything done. So habits are good. They help us to conquer the day. But of course, we also have bad habits, habits that we just don't want anymore, because they kind of sneaked in, and then now we are stuck with them and we try to get rid of them, but we can't. And I'm sure that you already tried to get rid of your bad habits at one point, but you may have failed because you can't get rid of a bad habit. You can only change it into a good one. And this is a very, very important thing to know. You can only change a bad habit into a good one. And why we're speaking about willpower, because this is what you maybe conjured up to get rid of your bad habit. And you know it didn't work. So you maybe think, I'm not strong enough, I'm too stupid, I can't do this. That's not true. It's just that willpower is something that we totally overestimate. Sometimes we think we are stronger than we are, but willpower is like a muscle. And we have a lot of it in the morning, and then during the day, our willpower gets tired and we use it up. And then it has to rest overnight, and in the next morning, we have it again. So We often, if we try to install new habits, it's better to do it in the morning because you have a lot more willpower then. But when you do it at night and your willpower is gone and all used up, you find yourself sitting on the sofa and eating ice cream instead of going to the gym. That's very normal. It happens to most people, so it's really hard to do something at night because you used up all your willpower. And this is also true when you try to get rid of a bad habit. You can do it for a few days, but then your willpower says, nah, I'm tired, I can't do it anymore, just leave it alone. And then you fall back into your bad habit because you just don't have enough willpower for that. And this is not on you. It's very rare that somebody gets through something just with willpower. Normally they have other tricks as well. Even though it seems that they are only using willpower, it's normal. Nobody has that much willpower. There are other reasons for that. So relax. Don't try to use up your willpower to get rid of a bad habit, but change it into a good one instead. And here is how that works. To change a bad habit into a good habit, you need to know how a habit works and that it consists of three parts. The first part is the trigger, the reason why you are having this bad habit or you are acting on it. The second is the routine itself, so the bad habit that you want to get rid of. And the third one is the reward. And often we know the routine or the bad habit that we want to get rid of. We know what we are doing that is not good for us. And sometimes we know the reward, the feeling that we have once we've done it, even though then shortly after that we feel guilty and wish we hadn't done it. But there's this short feeling of, just that it tastes well, or that we stuff down our emotions when we ate something, or that we belonged to a group. All those things can be rewards. But then after that, you feel guilty and you feel like I shouldn't have done it. So this peak feeling of reward, it doesn't last long. Normally feelings only last for 90 seconds in a body. So the same with the reward feeling, it doesn't stay. And then you feel guilty and you wonder why. And why again did you fall into this trap of the bad habit? And the reason why you fell is the trigger. And this is something that most people don't know exists. And because of that they don't know that it exists, they can't change their bad habit. And the trigger is the most important thing. And when you know what your trigger is for your habit, for your bad habit, then you can change it. You have all the power, because then you're very conscious about your bad habit. Okay, so let's look at the trigger. Because what I want you to do is to pick one bad habit that you have. And first of all, you should make a list of all the habits that you have and if they're good or bad. And then pick one bad habit that you want to change. And most of the time people deal with bad habits around food and exercise. But think about the other ones as well. For example, that you always like to gossip, or that you are always arguing with your partner, or that you're always complaining, or that you are using negative self-talk on yourself and that you're hurting yourself. Those are bad habits as well, and that stand in the way of you and your dream life, because you can't be happy and fulfilled if you do all those things. So pick a bad habit, something that you want to change. Write down what the bad habit is. Think about the reward you're getting out of it. There may be a few rewards, but it's important to know what you're aiming for when you do this as well. And don't just think about, oh, I like the taste of it and it just feels good in that moment. Be very specific about the feeling that you're having. And then you look at the trigger. And for that, I want you to be like a scientist. I really want you to research this bad habit of yours. And for that, you need a few days because you need to see patterns. So for the next 7 days or next seven times that you do this bad habit, really watch what you're doing and just watch. Don't do anything about it right now. Just let yourself do this bad thing that you don't want to do and just be very curious what happens right before. So I want you to write down and really write it down. Don't just try to keep it in your head because this doesn't work. Write down everything. What time is it? How is the weather? Who was there? Who did you talk to? What did you do right before you started this bad habit? How did it smell? What sounds did you hear? How did you feel? Anything that you can come up with. Write everything down and do this 7 times. And if you don't feel like you see any patterns, write down some more. Watch yourself again. So when you have all those data, look at it and try to find out what triggers you. And maybe the weather was different every time, and maybe the smell was different every time, and you did completely different things, but there was always the sound of the ice cream truck outside, and that triggered you to go and have some ice cream yourself. Or you always called home and had a conversation with your mom, and after that you went and had some ice cream. Or you just feel we're in a group of people and you felt pressured to talk to them because you wanted to be a part of them, of this group. So you will find a trigger. Maybe you find several ones that are combined. And then you can start to change them, or just one of them. Change the time that you're dropping your kids off at daycare, or that you're calling home. Or change what you're wearing at that point. Change what you're listening to at that point. Just do something that helps you to change the trigger, so you will not feel the trigger anymore or experience it. And then you will see if your bad habit changes as well. And if you have the bad habit of, for example, going to the store and just having ice cream there, or buying ice cream and eating it in the car, and you know that the trigger is that you always called home before and you do it because you feel so lonely and homesick and you just want to stuff down those feelings, this is your reward, then maybe you can do this by meeting a friend. You can numb this feeling or get rid of this loneliness feeling to by just meeting a friend, or maybe meditating or doing some exercise, or make yourself a cup of tea instead of going to the store and have some ice cream. Come up with something different that you can do if you can't avoid the trigger, or if the trigger is something that you don't want to avoid, but maybe you change the habit, and find something that gives you the same reward as your bad habit did. I know it's a very complex task, but it's doable. And when you are curious and very conscious about your habit, you will find the trigger, you will be able to change it, and then you can turn this bad habit around and make it into a good one. And I know you want to change it tomorrow. You want the bad habit gone as soon as possible, but that's not possible. It takes some time to develop a habit, and it also takes some time to get rid of it or to change it into a good one. scientists, they have done some research on it, and they are not sure how long it takes. They have very different opinions. Some say 21 days. You may have heard this already. It takes 21 days to build a habit. Some say 66 days. Some say it's half a year. It varies, obviously, from person to person and also from habit to habit, because some habits are so deep inside of us because we have done it for years, or the reward is so good, or the trigger is so strong that we can change it from one day to another. And that's okay. It takes time, but be patient and work on it. And I can promise you, you will slip back into the bad habit at one point. You will stumble and you will fall and you will be back in your bad habit. And that's okay. Do it for that day. Next day, you will get up again. And it doesn't mean that you are no good and that you can't do it. Don't try to be a perfectionist about it. Just get up again. It's normal. It's human. It happens to everybody. Just get up and start over. And if you have not 100% of the good habit all the time, but you have just 70%, it's totally fine. That's really okay. And be patient and very loving. Give yourself some grace. I love the sentence. I heard it from my my coach in the US, and that's really important in this case. You are your worst enemy when it comes to your habits, because you want it done now and you want it to be perfect and you never want to do it again and you never want to feel guilty again. I know that, but it doesn't help. Be gentle with yourself and very loving, and then you can do it. Be patient. But it really works. So as you can see, habits and rituals are quite different, and that's good, but you need both in your life to have a good life and a happy life. And if you have good habits in your life, that's really strong and powerful, and you will get a lot of things done. And the bad ones are there for a reason too, but you can change them into good habits as long as you're very conscious about it. And the rituals, they are really something that you should create and cultivate and just cherish, because they are really good for your emotional health. So this is what I wanted to tell you about habits and rituals, and I hope you enjoyed it and that you're now tackling your bad habits. And if you want to download and some worksheets about the about habits and rituals, you can do that. The link is in the show notes. Yeah, and again, I want to remind you that I'm looking for people who want to be part of the Expert Partner podcast and tell me what it's like to be an expat in. So if you want to reach out to me, it's under podcast@dreamfinder-coaching.de. And there's this PDF where you can download all the information, what you need to do, and you can also forward it. I would be very happy to meet you in person on Zoom and that we can do this together. Yeah, as always, when you have feedback for me, or thoughts or feelings or questions, or you want me to talk about a certain topic, just let me know. Write me an email on the podcast@dreamfinder-coaching.de, or find me on Facebook or Instagram. I'm also there, and will reply to you. And if you want to become a part of the Expat Partner Circle, I would be very happy to have you there. And I'm just building this community, but I'm looking forward to connecting everybody and having webinars and live calls together. I'm really looking forward to having expat partners from all different stages of their expat time. Even when you just came back or you're already back for 10 years, I'm very happy if you join us, because it's a very supportive group, or at least it's supposed to be, and I will build it that way, that everybody supports each other, and it's a very positive group. If you want to become a member of the Expert Partner Circle, you will also find the link in the show notes. So this was it for this week, and hear you next week, and until then, I hope you have a great time. Bye. This was the Expert Partner Podcast with Julia Meder. Thank you for listening. If you want more information on how you can create your dream life, please visit my website. You will find it under www.dreamfinder-coaching.com. There you will find all information and links for this and other episodes. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram, and I would love to connect with you there. If you have questions or feedback for me, or if you have an idea for a topic that I can cover for you in this podcast, please email me under podcast@dreamfinder-coaching.de. I wish you a wonderful day, and please enjoy your life.